He says, no, Rav Yehuda holds that if the Yavam is sleeping, he's not Kainis Yavama. Even though he doesn't have the half of mind, he doesn't have Das Kinyan, but he has to at least know what he's doing. If he's sleeping, he's not Kaina. So Rashi, why? The Yosher Lav Bar Das. Lehevi Kinyan Kinyan. Since he's not a Bar Das at all, so the mice of the Kinyan can't be Chal. Even though you don't have to have Das for the Kinyan, but you have to be a Bar Hoch. You have to be a person who does have Das. When you're sleeping, you don't have Das, you're not Kaina Yivama. So that can't be the Chiddush of our Mishnah, even though the going forth to you Kaina, if you're sleeping, you're not Kaina when you're sleeping. Ela Benitka. The case is Benitka, Rashi says like this. Shenizkar Shola Yishtoi. The Maisa, you became hard because you thought you can live with your wife. Vinofa Menagaga, then you fell off the roof, when your rave was already hard. Vinitka Bivimton, you fell down on the floor, you fell straight into Yivama. That's the case. So that's called Bionis. You didn't have in mind to do it. You were like forced, the wind threw you off the roof, and you came down straight inside her. Still, the Mishnah saying that's the case, that you kind of Yivama. Ela Benitka. For the Gemara of Omar, Rabba says, Nofo min agag venitka aschai be'avod vorm. If somebody falls off the roof, and venitka goes into an isha, he's chai v'asod ma'azik, he's chai v'dalod vorm. So what do you see? Rashi says, chai v'dalod vorm, v'nezek v'tzah v'ripa v'shevis, k'diyama b'yachoyvol, petza tachas petza l'rabba is ha'shoyden k'mezid, v'yoynes k'rotzen, avu v'boishes loik, the force to come on. Boishes, you're not kaina. You don't have to pay for boishes for embarrassing the person. So what does Rabbi say now? So far it's good. That nofel min agag, somebody fell off his roof by mistake, by accident, and he fell upon somebody, and he hurt the person, so he's chayiv and balad dvorim. The nezek, the tsar, the pain, the reaper, the doctor bills, the shevis, that gets laid off, he can't work for this, you have to pay. That's the postik, petzah, tachas petzah, even though you're only shogig, you're only an honor, still you chayiv. But he says, Rabbo, over Yevimta lekana, you should know if you fall into Yevama like this, you're not kaina. So drashid leichav and leviya, you did not even have in mind to make a maiseviya. Es bishleim in our Mishnah when you do it l'shem znus, even though you don't have in mind l'shem mitzvah, but I call upon him, you know what you're doing, you have in mind to do a maiseviya, therefore the maise you kaina. But over here that you fall off the roof, you don't even have in mind at all to land inside her, and you land inside her, you're not kaina by Yevimtoi. If so, that can't be the case of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you're kaina, and Rabbi says you're not kaina, you're Yevama. Elo, what's the case? Elo, the case is kagoyin sheniskavin liyishtoi. You had in mind, taka, to have beer with your wife. Vitakvosa Yevimtoi. And Yevama grabbed you, obole, and you came upon her. So that's the case, talk of cause of an anusa. Rashi sheniskavin liyishtoi v'niskashalo. Now, vitakvosa Yevimtoi grabbed you, obole, and you came into her. That's called she like forced you to come into her. So in such a case, you would be kind of her. Because the maisi, you have kavana to make a maisi be you now. Just you had a mind to go into your wife. And now the Yevama forced to go into her. So that's the case that you were forced to go into Yevama. But the maisi, you're kind of the kinyan is chal. Fight to shnei manusim. What's going to be the case if they're both forced? So how's the case? So the Rebbe Chiya Heichidami, how is the case talking about? Kagoyin Shineskavin Liyishtoi. You had a mind to live with your wife. V'tokfu oivdikechovim. And Goyim chapped you. V'dvavkum zeh v'zeh. And the Goyim put you together. That's called the Goyim forced you, the Goyim forced her. That's the case of Shnei Emanusim. Uboleh. That's the case that Shnei Emanusim, so that's the Chiddush Mishnah, even in such a case, still you're kind of the Yevama. How do we know these tremendous Chiddushim? How do we know even though you're forced, you're shogeg, you don't have Das at all to be kind of Yevama, how do we know you're kind of Shlomi Daitai? Without Das Kinyan. The Torah Rabbanim will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Yevama Yovi Yoleho. Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for the Yevam to live with the Yevam, to be in the Yevam is Yevama. Dover Acher, another pshat is Yevama Yovi Yoleho. What does it mean, Loshin Yevama Yovi Yoleho? That means, Bein Bishogeg, Bein Bemezid. Bein Bein is Bein Beratzen. That no matter how you do the Maisa Biya, the Maisa, it's called Yevama Yovi Yoleho, you're kind of. For the Gemara, if you are Fikta La Mitzvah, He used it that the mitzvah is to do it with nus, to do the bia. So how do you have a chiddush here even shleivim as kavin? It's a mitzvah yivam yavulad. You have to make a ma'aser bia, but maybe you have to do it with kavana. So Gemara says le mitzvah mivim lo yachpois ish nafka ha chafetz yavim. The pasuk is there. When do you give chalitza if you don't want to be miyabna? Mashma, if you want to go be miyabna. Therefore, what does the pasuk say here? Yevama yavi aleha, the chiyasa krua to teach us, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'yoynes, bein b'rotzen. No matter how you do it, lemaisa, you're kind of yevama. That's how we learn here. Alright, stop here. You were holding daf nun dalad omer aleph. A little bit down. Tan yidach. Well, in Tan yidach, another brayser says that the pasuk says yavama yavo yoleha. That is a mitzvah yibum. Yavama yavo leha. That the yavam should live with his yavama. So idashin kedarka. That means the ikka mitzvah is to be boyalah kedarka the normal way. Then the pasuk says velocha. You could take her. So idashin it means afilu shloi kedarka. Even if you have bia shloi kedarka not in the right place, also you kind of the yavama. That we had before. Then the pasuk says the yibam, the mitzvah to make yibam. We dash in bia gemeres bo, v'yein kesef pushta goyim bo. Like, what is the mitzvah yibam when your brother dies? What are you supposed to do with his wife? The mitzvah is bia to live with her. That's the mitzvah, and not kesef and not shtar is not goyim bo. You can't stop make a dushin. You have to go straight to make a bia. That's called the ma'isa yibam. Now, v'yivma, what's the end word? It says again, v'yivma, so idashin, that means, da bar kocha. You're allowed to be kind, even forcing her. And even though she does not want to, if you live with her, you make a bia with her, l'maisi, you're kind, she becomes your wife. Even though regular wife, you can only do if she's maskim, if she agrees. Here, there's a chiddush v'yivma, even bar kocha. Because like we said before, there's always a svara, min ha'shamayim hiknolo. Just like a shidduch that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes. So therefore, even by koch, even by forcingly, you could force her and you are kind of her. Right, the Dovrach, another pshat is like this. The pasuk says, Yavama yavo yoleha. You're supposed to be boil her. That means, bein b'shoigig. We make the drasha that you could be kind of her, whether you're shoigig, whether you're amazing, whether you're honest, no matter how it happens, l'maisi you're kind of her. For the Gemara of our fikta l'kadaka, I would just use her for to teach us that the mitzvah yibim is to be boil a kedarka in the normal manner. So Gemara says, Ahu, that din, that the ikka bi is supposed to be the normal manner, that's from another pasuk. The pasuk says, Melohokim liyochiv shein, at nafka. The vidashin b'mokam shemekim shein, that part of the ikka mitzvah of yibim is that your brother died without children, now you're supposed to marry his wife in order to have children to be mekayim mizera. So it says, Melohokim liyochiv shein. So mainly we know the Ikka Mitzvah is to live with her Kedak in a normal manner that she could become pregnant. Therefore, what do we do with the Pasuk? The Yavama Yavo Leha? Like the first Rosh we had before, to teach us that the Mitzvah Yivam you could do, Bein B'Shedig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Yenis, Bein B'Rotzen. No matter how you do the B, even though you don't think to do the Shem Mitzvah, you think to do it the Shem's Nus, or you think she's your own wife, you're not doing the Shem Mitzvah, still the Maisa, still you Mekayim the Mitzvah. Gufa. Before we learned like this, Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Yoshin Lekona Bivimtoi. If you're sleeping, you're not Kreni Yivam. If while you're sleeping, somebody puts you into her, the Maisa, you're not Kreni. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Yivam Yovo Leho. So, Yidashin Adim Echavano L'Shem Biyah. As Yivam Yovo Yoleho, you have to come on her, means you have to have in mind, you have to know what you're doing. Even though you don't have in mind to make a kinyan, to make a mitzvah, but you at least have to have in mind, you know what you're doing, that you're living with her, you're going into her. If you know that you're going into her, then you're mekayim the mitzvah. But if you're sleeping, you don't know what's happening, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're not kohen her. For the more of a time, I learned the price, not like that, we learned, ben er, ben yoshen, whether he's awake or whether he's sleeping, the yavam could be kohen as yavama. So where it says, Ema, be girls like this better. Ben Aura, Ben Yishana. Whether she's awake or whether she's sleeping. Solely in her. But the Yavam has to be awake. He has to be awake. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learn not like that. We learn clearly, Ben Er, who? Ben Yoshin, who? Whether he's awake or whether he's sleeping. Bein Orahi, Bein Yishonahi, whether she's awake or whether she's sleeping. So you see, even though both of them like are sleeping, even he's sleeping, still the Yovam is Koino. I sound like Rabbi Yehuda. So when it says, Hoffa my askinon, Bemisnamnin. He's not really sleeping, he's just dozing off. That's what we're talking about. We're just dozing off, and then he's Koino. Now, Hechidome Misnamnin, what's the case of dozing off? Homerav Ashi. Vashi says, Nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir. He's awake and he's not awake. He's sleeping and he's awake. What does that mean? He's going to korolei v'yoni. If you call him, he'll answer you. He's not totally asleep. He's just dozing off. V'lo yoda laduri svara. But if you ask him to explain something to you, he can't give you any logic. He can't give you a svara. V'chi mitkorolei, but when you remind him, mitkor, he'll remember. That's called the case of, that's called misnamnin. That's called dozing off, you're not really sleeping. In that case, you are kind of your yavama. But if the yavam is mamish sleeping, that's a mutis halacha, you're not kind of the yavama. Kufa, before we learn like this. Amar Rabba, nofa min agad, if a person fell off the roof, venitka, and he came into his yavama, is chayiv bi'arbod varim. The mice, if you heard her, and you put it, she had her doctor bills, Yechayim and Baal Dvorim. Yechayim for Nezek, Tzar, Ripo, Shevis. Over Yevim to Lekona. But the Maisa, you're not Kona Yevama, like we had before. You have to at least have Kavon, you have to have a Maisa to know you're doing a Maisa Bia. But here you do not have in mind Bechla to do a Maisa Bia, you're not Kona Yevama. So Mora says, now what are Yechayim? The Nezek, that's the damage you did to her, the Tzar, the pain you gave her, the Shevis, if she had work and she came to work now, the Ripo, the deductibles. But if you embarrassed her, for the embarrassment that you don't have to pay. Shalos, why not? To your mama, we learn like this. For boishes, you only chayiv if you had kavon, if you had in mind intentions to embarrass your friend. But if you did it not intention, then you put her on boishes. Even though the other dal dvarim you chayiv, that's a chiddush petza tachas petza afilu b'yoynes yechayiv, but by boishes vidashin, you only chayiv boishes if you mechavin, if you have in mind to embarrass your friend. Omar Rav, Rav said like this, niskavin latiach bekoisel, v'yatiach b'yavim to lekona. Person had in mind just to put his aver into a wall. So that's not called having a beer with a lady. Therefore now, if you went into Yevama, you're not kind of lekona. That's not called you had in mind to do a maisa beer. Ma'ashen ken latiach b'behema. If you had a mind to go into an animal, the tiach b'yavama, and while yaver was still the kisha, still hard, you went into the animal, is kona, you went into yavama, the maisa yikona. Since you had in mind to go into an animal, that's called the maisa bia. So now that you went into the yavama, it's called you have in mind to do a maisa bia, for that you kona. To akom mechavin l'shem bia b'yerlim. Because akom pona, that's also called the bia. The maisa, if you live with an animal, you chayiv misa for it. The Torah called it a bia. You chayiv. So also, if you had in mind to go into an animal, and then you went into Yevama, L'maisi Yekoyna, that is the mitzvah Yibam. But then the Mishnah said a Chiddush. Echad HaMa'ora. What do you mean, what type of a bia? How far do you have to go into her? Just a little bit. You don't have to go all the way in. Just Samari, go a little bit in, also Yekoyna. So Mar says, Oma'ula. Minayin L'ora Minator. How do we know this Yisoyin? How do we know that the beginning of a bia is considered like the whole bia? Shenemar, the pasuk says by Royas, it says, V'ish, asher yishkav es isha dova. If you live with a lady, that's a nida. V'gila es avos, you live with her. Es mekoro heero, that's the pasuk says. So here we darshin mikan lehoro min atoira. That if you make her raw, it means you don't go into her totally. Just a little bit, just the eva touches her in that makam. For that alone, if you're living with a nida, yichayet chorus. This is a pasuk if a man lives with a nida, that yechayev koros. The Torah says clearly, as mekoro heera. It's enough just to go into a little bit, not to have a whole bia, still yechayev koros. So Gemara says true, ashkecha nida. So far we only know by a nida, that if you live with a nida, just hora, yechayev koros. But shara royis minayin, how do we know by all other royis is the same halacha? Not that yechayev misa, yechayev koros. It's even by a little bit. The chitayim, and maybe you'll tell me, ne'elif min nida, let's learn it out from nida. So I'll tell you no, ma'ala nida, nida is different. Shekein metanes bayala. The lacher is, if a man lives with an isha that's a nida, the man becomes tummy. The lacher is, a nida is metama bayala. The man also becomes tummy. So it's a chiddush that the man becomes tameh. Maybe that's why there's a chiddush that even hara is also chayiv. But ba'adah nida ba'adah are arayas, where the man does not become tameh, maybe you would not have the lach of the chiddush of hara. So you can't learn out from nida to all over. So Mor says, elasiyah me'eshesach. Let's learn out from living with your brother's wife, eshesach. Tehsir, the pasuk says, v'ish asheyi kach eshesachiv. If somebody lives with his brother's wife, he's chayiv koras. But the pasuk says nidahi, she's called a nida. Does your brother's wife always have to be a nida? Why does the Torah call her a nida? She's like any other lady. When she's a nida, she's a nida. When she has dam, she's a nida. When not. Why does it say lashna v'chiyeshes achiv nidahi? Ella, the Gemara means it, the pasuk means to teach us like this: kin nida, that your brother's wife has the same halacha like a nida. That man nida behara, just like nida is chayiv, yichayiv korah, just by going into a little bit, just by making hara, is af eshesach behara. The same thing when you live with your brother's wife, when yichayiv korah, not only when you make a gemar bia, but even a little bit, just a tchilas bia, is also chayiv. So we know eshesach also. So Dumara, so you want to learn out from eshesach to all over? No. Mal eshesach, Shekein v'yodel rabbis. Eshesach, the pshat is that's your brother's wife. Your brother has the power to marry as many wives as he wants. So it's v'yodel for your brother to make these yisurim upon ladies. Therefore, maybe the Torah was machmer that if the brother lives with them, just a little bee, a little hora, yichayiv. But maybe by other yisurim not. Shekein v'yodel rabbis. Why? The Gemara says, the boy mekadesh v'yozel ki alfa. If the brother wants to, he can marry 1,000 wives. So the brother now is making all his wives also to his brother. So Melib, here the Torah says that if the brother lives with any one of these wives, just or a little bit of a bia, the beginning of the bia, he's chayiv. The Melib, the other Yisurim, you're not. So where it says, Alasiya miyachos av yachosayim. Learn it out from the Torah that talks about that your aunt, your father's sister, or your miyachos av, your father's sister, or else your mother's sister, they're an erva to you. The pasuk says, "The ervas achois imcha." The erva means your mother's sister is an erva to you. The achois avicha, your father's sister is an erva to you. The pasuk says, "Lo segala, don't live with them." He has sheiroi heara. It says again, your relative sheiroi heara, you're living with her. Heara means the beginning of the via. So who you see even by your aunt. The Torah says also yichayiv, not only with the gemar bia completely going into her, just a little bit also yichayiv. So learn out from here all over. The Gemara says no, ikal mifra. He also gets the question. Ma'ala chaysav, you know why your aunt is different? Your father's sister, the achos and your mother's sister. Shekein isra bo me'elov. These are yisurim that come by themselves. So as she learns, isra bo me'elov means. You ask your poshid minei. Imai v'yachoysayibita. Melev means they were born. Peshas they were born a relative to you. You rust to them. Ukiyaitzibem. So any other relative of a relative should minay arayus and asaros amachmas kedushin. But if so, you should not know an erev that asaros you machmas kedushin. The mosho your wife's sister. Your wife's sister, when she was born, she was mutter to you. It's only after you marry your wife that you rust to a sister. So maybe the Yisurim that come through Kedushin, there you do not know this Chiddush, that Yechayiv was just Heara. Maybe only by Ervas Achos Imcha, by your aunt was born a relative to you. So kids, you do not know all the cases from these cases. So Gemara says true. Mechad Alayatia. From one case alone, you can learn out to all over, we have these questions. But Tesi Chodem Mitarati, or Tesi Mitarati, let's learn out from two of them. But the more mehei teisi, which two? Mehei teisi. Teisi mi eshesach v'yachos av v'yachosayim. If you want to learn it out from there of your brother's wife and of your aunt, I'll tell you, malahanach, you know what? These two are separate. Sherkein yisur mishum sher. They're both a relative to you. But other ones that are not as relatives, maybe you don't know the din of hera, that yichayiv with hera. Elamor says, teisi mi nid v'yachos av. Learn it out from the parasha of Anida and the parasha of Yint. Because Anida is not Machmas a relative. Any Isha that's Anida, even though she's not your relative, Yechayiv. So you see, it doesn't have to only be a relative. So Mar says, no. If you want to learn out from these two, from Nida and from your aunt, Hateishakain Isr Habo Mielov. These are Isurim that came by itself, and it's not through Kedushin. Your aunt was born a relative to you. And your Nida, whenever she's a Nida, she's also to you. It doesn't have to be a relative. It doesn't have to be through Kedushin. Mashenkein Isurim, like your wife's sister, that's only Yasa because of Kedushin, maybe there you would not know that Aura is Chayiv. So Moshe says, Ella Teis, learn it out from Minida V'yeshesach. Learn out from these two cases. The case that by Nida the Torah says with Aura Yechayiv, and by Yeshesach. To my Pirchus, what can you ask over here? Each one is Melov, it's a share, everything you have is included in these two. So now that's how we know all over that Yechayiv with Aura, Yechayiv Kors. Where it says, Maske v'lo Ravacha, pray the Ravika. Ma'al l'nida v'yeshesach, no, these two also kill are not all over. I'll tell you, you know what's in common about these two? Shekenein lem heter b'chai oisrim. There's never a heter when the oisrim is still alive. Ma'ashen ket yom v'yeshesish. That's that you're not allowed to live with an eshesish, a married lady. Shekein yesh lo heter b'chai oisrim. Even when the husband is alive, she can have a heter. What could be the heter she gets to get? If an isha gets a get, she becomes mutter to other people. Mashenka and Anida calls them out, she's Anida, she's always also. Your isha sach, your brother's wife, even when the brother gives her a get, still you're also to her. Once she was your brother's wife, she's also the Elam. Only through mitzvah yibm is a mutter. But otherwise it's also. Mashenka and isha sish becomes mutter with a get. Gemara says, O Malay Ravachi Medifta Ravina, O to Nida, v'yesha sach, Bachaye Oisrin, who the Yemlan Heter? The Gemashim only calls the man the Oisr, the brother or the Nidr is alive, she's also. Abul Yacha Mikan Yeshlam Heter, but afterwards they have a Heter, they don't have a Heter either, don't have. The Rashi says, Bachaye Oisr means, calls the man Shehu Chai, Vishrefas, calls the man she's bleeding, Vichain Eshesach, and Heter Bachaye Yochiv, Shafilu, who Megarshi, even though the brother gives his wife a get, Asrul is there. The other brother was also to marry her. Eshesish, Mashenkin, Eshesish, Yesh Kleta, Bechaya, Vay they get. So Mara says, is it Nida, Heter, are they Oisra, Bechaya Oisra? Avliyachim, Mikan, Yesh Kleta, Heter, Fred the Gemara,